And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. We start today with Whoopi Goldberg, who's apparently taking a break from comedy. At least that's how it seems, as The View host claims that if reelected, Trump would break up interracial marriages just to deport non-white spouses. She actually did say that with a straight face, and one of her hosts followed up by comparing Trump supporters to Nazis. Yeah, when you run out of legitimate criticism, I suppose fiction is all you have left. And in a powerful display of solidarity, the University of Nevada, Reno's women's volleyball team, who we've told you about, joined four other schools in refusing to compete against San Diego State's volleyball team, who fields a biological male player. And despite pressure from their own university, the team captain says, "We're not backing down. We're fighting for this because it not only affects us, it's bigger than this one person." Good for them. Speaking of backing down, the state of California has backed down from enforcing its controversial censorship law against the Babylon Bee after a federal court indicated that it likely violates First Amendment protections. And a sobering report from the UK shows the nation's fertility rate has dropped to its lowest level since records began in 1938, just 1.44 children per woman. Meanwhile, the country has destroyed over 10 million unborn lives through abortion since 1967. That's one baby lost every 2 minutes. A judge in Cincinnati named Christian Jenkins has ruled that no part of Ohio's 2019 heartbeat law can be enforced following last year's abortion amendment. And that ruling only demonstrates exactly what pro-life advocates have been warning about. Speaking of questionable claims, MSNBC's Nicole Wallace has declared next week's election as, quote, literally life and death for every woman in America. She insists that this isn't hyperbole or exaggeration. Yeah, maybe someone should explain to her the difference between literally and figuratively, and also the definition of hyperbole. Open Doors reports that Nigerian Christians are facing escalating threats from Islamic extremists, with a recently released video showing the execution of four individuals labeled as infidels. One attacker identified one of the victims as his own sister, warning that anyone who goes against our religion would face the same fate. Heartbreaking. And as we tell you so frequently around here, please continue praying for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters all over the world. We wrap today with some good news from Florida, where Every Life, or pro-life diaper company, has donated over 1 million diapers and 1.3 million wipes to families affected by the recent hurricanes. Working with local churches and rescue teams, they delivered supplies by truck, helicopter, and even horseback to reach affected areas. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks, and if you want more, don't forget you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to be a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. You can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.